from your audience?
Well, one of the main things is that they say, yes, Krishna consciousness may be very nice, but many other things are also very nice. And everyone says that I am right.
No, that's all right. Nice. Suppose if there is a nice staircase.
Yes.
So that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stairs. There's still one who has gone to the topmost nice stair. He has to be considered as the topmost.
But then
everything may be nice because Krishna says, "Momo vartmanu vartanti manushya partha sarvasu." Everyone is trying to approach me, but one who has approached two steps, he cannot say that he is equal to the person who has approached 100 steps.
Well, then they will say that everyone, the Christians would say that they're on the top step, and the Buddhists say they're on the top step.
No, they may say, but if Krishna is God, what he says, that will happen. What Krishna says. Krishna says, matta paratara nanya. There is no more superior than me. That you have to accept. Everyone will say, I am very good. But is that the fact, everyone is very good? There is comparative superlative degrees. Just like shopkeepers, they say, all my goods are good. They are competition. One has to judge. Comparative study. What with the highest Buddha philosophy? Ahimsa. Ahimsa. Non-violence. That is our preliminary study. Amanittam, adammittam, ahimsa, khanti, ajava. There are many other things, apara ahimsa. They do not know that.
There's another argument.
Huh?
Another argument.
Yeah.
Many times the professors, they say that if God were actually all good and all perfect, then when he created us, we would also be all good.
But you are contaminated. You are all good.
Yes.
Because you are part and parcel of God. You cannot be bad. But you are contaminated.
Well, they say that even if I have the potential, even to say that I...
Yeah, we have got the potential, that's it.
Well, but if I say, I'm originally in the spiritual world, but even the potential to fall down is an imperfection in the creation.
No, potential does not fall down. Just like a child has got the potential to pass the MA examination. So he has to be educated. If you don't educate him, he will remain a foolish child. So we are educating to develop that potentiality. Nitya siddha krishna bhakti saddha kabunar. Sapanadi siddha chitte karaya udha. That potentiality is eternal. God is eternal. We are eternal. Our relationship is eternal. Everything is eternal. But because we are small, minute fragments, sometimes we fall down.
They say God should have created us so that we...
Why? God, you should dictate God. God has created perfectly. He has given you independence. You fall down. It is your fault. God has made you perfect, given you independence. But if you misuse your independence, you fall down. They say government gives everyone opportunity. Why do you become criminal and go to the jail? That is your fault.
They say that God should have created us so that we...
Why should have created? He has created already perfect. Because you are perfect, therefore you have got the independence to misuse. You are not a dead stone. That is perfection. Jijathamang pravodhanta. You can go anywhere. Sarvaga. You can go to the Vaikuntha. Jayanti deva pratave jayanti. You can go to the higher planets. You can go to the hell. When you go to the hell, it is your choice. God has given you all perfection. Purnamida. Purnamada. Purnat Purnamudachyate. Everything is complete, perfect. And because you are perfect, you have got the independence, but misusing that independence, you are imperfect. Again, reviving your independence, you can become perfect, although you are imperfect now. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness movement means raising the imperfect to the perfect platform. That is Krishna consciousness. Other fools, they say, we are perfect now. In a fallen condition also, they are thinking perfect. That is Maya. Asuring, rakhasin chaiva mohini prakite sita. Krishna has made you perfect. There is no doubt about it. Just like some of our students. All of a sudden, they deviate, go away. So, what is that? Our movement is imperfect, or he's imperfect?
He's imperfect.
He's imperfect. Our movement is perfect. But he becomes imperfect by his misuse of independence. He thinks that this is nice and goes to hell. What can be done? That independence is there. That is perfect.
So in other words, the people that argue like that, they actually are lazy, don't want to surrender to God, and they blame God.
Yes, because they have become imperfect. Therefore, they are blaming God. God is good. They forget this. That is their imperfectness. One side says God is good, still they are blaming God. What is this nonsense? If it's God, God is good, how can we blame him? God is good, in all circumstances is good. That is the meaning of good. Good does not mean that one time you are good and next time you are bad. Yeah, that is nature. Yes, Suri Shakhi Matal. Suri Shakhi Matal. A liquor shop. So there was some trouble. So he went to court. He went to court. So the court asked me, where is your witness? Say, he brought one witness drunkard. You see, Suri Shakhi Matal. So, that is Maya. Ahang Mameti. Misusing power and blaming God. Why God? God has made everything. Just like here, it is made not to move, stay. But we are better than this. Is it not? It cannot move. So God has made this also. But because we can move, we are better than him. And if they say, the God, why has made me to commit mistake? This rascal does not understand that that is freedom. You, why don't you take the right one? God says, this is right. Sarvadharman paitaja mahamekam saranuja. Why don't you take it? And still, how you can say God is bad? What is the argument?
Well, the argument is that if God is so all-powerful, why does he even let me fall?
Huh?
if God is so powerful, why does he let me fall? Why doesn't he save me? Save me from my own foolishness. Why doesn't he?
Yes, he's saving you, but you don't carry his order.
Yes, but it's not recognized.
Yes, just like I say. Chant 16 downs. He did not do it. What can I do? That is your fault.
If God were to force us, there'd be no love.
I know. Now, force is not good. Force is there. Force is there. The mind is another force.
There's a large segment of the population today who say we only speak about God in terms of our own relationships with each other. So one group, they say, this is all male chauvinism to say God is a male. Actually, we are saying now the women should be elevated, so God is woman for us. They say like that.
God is better. Well, that's all right. God is male and female both. God, our God, sometimes he takes the form of female, Mohini Murti. Mohini Murti. But comparatively studying, God is Purusha, man.
He's always a potency. He's always a supreme
he's
potency.
He's potential. That means you manufacture God. Please. Sometimes you manufacture God as male, sometimes you manufacture God as female. Is it not? Is it not your theory? As you say, now we accept female as God. That means you manufacture God, is it not?
Yes.
And what you manufacture, is that God?
They see
what it's... you manufacture, you are imperfect. So whatever you manufacture, that is imperfect. How it can be God?
Well, God is simply the way we view each other, relationship with each other. As the
Well, that is your manufacture. Why do you say like that? Each other's relationship. The relationship already there. What is to make new there? They already is there. God is great and we are small. The relationship is already there. So, how you can make another relationship? God is great, is it not? God is great, is it not?
Yes.
And then what you are? You are small? So the relationship is already there. So what relationship you are creating again? It is already there. God is great, you are small. The relationship is already there. He is creator, you are the created. He is the predominator, you are predominated. He is the master, you are the servant. This is already there. And what new thing you can create? This is already there. He's master. He's why you are covering? Because God has given the schism. So you are dependent. You have to cover. You cannot make it immediately sun shining, summer season. That is not in your power. Therefore, he is great, you are small. This relationship is already there. Therefore, he's master, you are servant. That is the eternal relationship. What new relationship you can create? Is it not possible? It is not possible. He is creator. Are you creator? Can you create anything? Then how you can be master? You are all a servant. So relationship is already there. How you can change it? That is speculation.
Actually, that philosophy is just atheism. That philosophy is atheism.
Atheism, yes.
Atheism. I'm not talking about God at all.
I'm
just talking about something
there. No. Yes. Now we shall create female as God. What power you have got? God is already God. You cannot create God. A female or dog. You can create anything as you, by mental speculation, but that is not a fact.
say man was made in the image of God, now women are saying...
Huh?
They say man was made in the image of God, now women are saying women are made in the image of God, therefore God is female, and that is their logic.
No, no, man or woman. You cannot create God. That is the first proposal. God is not your creation. You are creation. You cannot say God should be like this, God should be like that. That is nonsense. God is not under your dictation. You are under the dictation of God. That is God. If you manufacture, if you dictate, then how is God? He's your dog. Just like a dog, you dictate. He abides by your order. He's not God, he's dog. What is the scientist says? Huh?
The scientist says that God is one of the astronomers, so that if I were present at the time of creation.
Oh, you are present, therefore you are a rascal. You are not allowed to present. Therefore God is great. You are a rascal, God did not allow you to be present there. Now you are lamenting. Therefore God is great.
Jai. Because God doesn't lament, he laments.
Yeah, God did not allow you. Yeah, you are under control of God. So you are foolish rascal, God did not allow you. Therefore God is great.
Jai.
One very prominent philosopher, theologian today, named Martin Buber, he says we cannot talk about God as he, describing so many attributes to him as some something other. He is the eternal...
That we accept, that adhasya krishna namadi navabed gayam indriyai. We cannot speculate about God with our imperfect senses. But that does not mean we should not know God. We cannot speculate, but there is process of knowing God. That is from God. When he says, I am like this, that's all. You have to accept that. You cannot speculate. You cannot create. That's a big man, a big master. Nobody knows how many millions of dollars he has got. Speculating. His servants are speculating. Master may have so many millions, master so many. But that is all imperfect. When the master says, I have got so many millions, that is perfect. All other speculation, they are all imperfect. So our Krishna consciousness movement, we are not speculating. We are accepting God, the authority, and he is speaking about himself. We are accepting. That is our belief. Krishna says, Mattara Paratara Nasti. There is no more superior authority than me. We accept it. Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamata. You always think of me. Become my duty. We become. This is Krishna consciousness. We are imperfect, but we accept the perfect. Therefore, we are perfect. We are imperfect. We don't say that we are God. Not perfect. We are imperfect. But we accept the perfect version of the perfect. Therefore, we are perfect.
Then again, they would say that many people say that they have perfect knowledge. Many different people say that they have the perfect information about God.
They have, that's our life. But it is to be tasted whether they have God.
Tasted?
Yeah. Whether you have got perfect information or I have got perfect, that is to be tested. I have no objection if somebody said that I have got perfection, perfect information. But I'll have to see whether you have got. But I have no objection if you say that you have got. Because if I have got perfect information, you may also have. There is no objection. But I have to test whether anybody can say, I passed an examination. But I have to test whether he is actually a...
So who shall decide what the criteria is?
The God will decide. The God's book is there, Bhagavad Gita. Just like two lawyers fighting, will decide. The law book will decide.
How will the judgment be rendered?
Yes.
How will the judgment be rendered?
The judgment will be rendered by the law book.
They say they have their own law book.
No, that is kick on their face, you're a rascal. As soon as he says, I've got my law books, he's a rascal. He's a rascal. Kick on his face with boot.
In the West, they don't accept Bhagavad Gita as anything but a piece of mythology.
He has to accept something else. He has to accept something. He may accept Bible. They may not accept Bhagavad Gita, they must accept Bible. But you have to, then you have to lead your life according to the version of the Bible. The version of the Bible is that thou shalt not kill. You are killing. Therefore, you are not followers of Bible. You are rascal.
So their process is to discredit all scriptures so they don't have to follow anything.
Then you are discredited. But who follows your version? You discredit others' version. Who follows your version? Who are you? If you don't accept other authority, and who is going to accept your authority? Why shall I? You cannot become authority. That I don't accept any authority. I have to follow that. Then you become authority.
They also argue, though, that...
But first of all, to understand, if he says that I don't accept any authority, that means he becomes authority. I have to follow him.
Then they say it's just like a standoff. Then they say, well, it's a standoff that I say I am right, and then that you say you are right, so it cannot be...
That is confusion. The world position is like that. Now it is confusion. Everything is in confusion. There is chaotic condition. Every citizen says that I don't accept government law. I want my own law. It is confusion.
Say, what is the result of your...
Huh?
You can say, what is the result of your belief?
Confusion. Yes. Confusion is not... Chaotic condition, confusion, is not proper state. That is a state of suffering. That is the position at the present moment. That is why they are fighting, nation to nation, man to man, group to group, community to community, diplomat to diplomat. They simply fight like cats and dogs. This is not a perfect society. Simply it can. They say dogs, they can simply make barking. Gow, 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 gow. That is not perfect society. Human society should be sober. That is Vedic civilization.
If one should follow the standard morality, when that standard set is lacking or fails to understand, then people try to speculate their own.
Nobody is following any step. Just like these Western people, mostly Christians. It is clearly stated in the Bible, thou shalt not kill. And they are simply killing. Their only business is killing.
And divorce.
And divorce.
It says thou shalt not commit adultery.
So these rascals, how they, do they claim Christian? What do you think? They are not even a category in the category of dogs, cats. And they're claiming that we are follower of the Lord Jesus Christ.
But they also argue, Prabhupada, that law, thou shalt not kill, I am not killing, the others are killing, but I am not.
Just see, is that very good argument? I am not killing.
But he's eating.
I am not killing the snake, my stick is killing. Is that very good argument? All these rascals, they are rising. I am not killing, I am not a son. This stick has killed. Let's see. If you go to the court, sir, I'm not killed. My stick has killed. Let's see how rascal they are.
It is a question whether this thou shalt not kill does not also include
all our animal brothers and sisters.
Huh?
I think it should also include that, because thou shalt not kill is just not kill creatures, not only men. But apart from that, they do not even follow it where men come in. They kill. They do.
I do not follow it.
He's saying...
He's agreeing.
He's agreeing that thou shalt not kill should also include all animals.
It should.
Well.
Yeah, thou shalt not kill men, everything.
They say that it does not include animals. They say that does not include animals.
Why?
Animals?
Why they say?
Well, animals have no soul.
Why they say? This is rascal now.
Yes.
Therefore, they are rascals. They do not know.
But they say we are more superior than the animals, so therefore the animals' business is just to give us food.
Then the superior nation can kill an inferior nation. Why you are...
Just encourage animalism.
Nation, huh?
Just encourage animalism, animal dominance.
That it becomes might is right,
yes.
Not right is might.
In the Bible, Prabhupada, there is a statement that many people follow, saying that where Jehovah says, man shall have dominion over the animals, over the fishes.
That is already there.
Yes.
But that does not mean man should kill them.
And Jesus did not reverse it.
No.
Just like a man has dominion over his children.
Yeah. A father, mother has dominion over the children. Does it mean that he should kill him?
And eat them.
Yeah, this is our last day.
Then they will argue that we are killing plants and grains, things like that.
Yeah, we are not killing anything.
Listen.
We are not killing anything.
They say
we devotees, we don't kill anything. Do you know that or not? We don't kill anything.
They say we eat vegetables, they will say.
No, vegetables we don't kill. We don't kill.
Well, vegetables are living entities also?
Yes, but we don't kill them. We take their fruits and flowers. That doesn't mean it's killed. And that also we take it for Krishna. Patram pushpam phalam toyam. So if there is any responsibility, there is Krishna's responsibility. I am not responsible.
I see.
Fruits, vegetables and grains can be harvested without killing the plant.
Yes, it is not killing. Grains, after grains are ripe, the tree automatically dies.
Srila Prabhupada, isn't it so that we do not kill voluntarily, because involuntarily, of course, we kill with every movement. We kill all the bacteria and we kill all the microbes and things.
Yes.
And we cannot help doing that.
Therefore, you have to become servant of Krishna. You are not responsible. That's a government servant, police and military kills, but he's not responsible. He's not responsible. Their business is killing soldiers, but they're rewarded. Thank you very much. Take this title. That's Arjun, killed on the order of Krishna. And Krishna gave himself, Bhaktosi, Priyosi, you are my very dear friend. You are my devotee. So we have to act by the order of the Supreme, then you are not responsible. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna. I have been reading some of the writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and I have come to an understanding. From what I have read, that there is a thing called tendency in other words, the Vedas will teach a man if he is incapable of not killing, if he is addicted to meat eating, that there are rules whereby he can eat meat, and thereby under prescribed rules found in the Vedas, and thereby this pious activity he can raise to a higher level of understanding. And then there are rules that says thou shalt not eat meat, and therefore one is eligible and must follow those restrictions.
In the beginning. Just like Loki Babayam Shumatashiva Nityasti Jantu. There is tendency for eating meat. Therefore Veda says that you can eat meat by not only Vedas, in other scriptures also, the Jews also say, the Mohammedans also say, that you can kill in the synagogue or in the, it is called mosque, one animal, but not slaughterhouse. No religion prescribes that you open slaughterhouse. No.
It's always done in the
that is restricted. Why it is advised to kill in the synagogue? Why not publicly? That means it is not wanted. But if you go on killing in the mosque, someday you may come to your sense that you are a rascal, you are becoming irresponsible. But if you open slaughterhouse, that sense will never come.
And not to kill a cow?
Especially not to kill a cow. That animal is very, very important to the human society. According to the Vedic system, those meat eaters, they are recommended to kill some goat or some other animal, not cow.
There are some times, Srila Prabhupada, when these animals are sacrificed, according to Shastric injunctions, I think they are benefited.
Yes, they are benefited.
Come back in its next life and kill the person that killed the animal.
Yes.
So it's a great risk.
Yes. Mang Sha. Mang means me. Sha means he. He eats me. That is meat.
In Nepal, they kill thousands of black goats and buffaloes.
Yes. But never they kill cows.
No.
Yes. You shall go this way.
Worst.
Yes. I had a great difficulty because of poor fund of knowledge in the Shastras. They formed a... doctrines. So many doctrines where groups of men got together and said, this is what we believe. And they have so many doctrines. Many people killed fighting over these doctrines. And even the intelligent people will simply, instead of trying to find out about God, simply try to clarify these doctrines more and more.
As soon as you say there are so many doctrines, that means that all of them are rascals. All of them are rascals. Otherwise, why there should be so many doctors?
There's only one doctor.
Yes.
God is one.
Yeah, God is one. God is good. There is only one doctor. Now why there should be different doctors? That means those who have created different doctrines, they're all rascals.
They deviated from the central point and became preoccupied with their own speculation.
That's all. That is not the process. First of all, you have to know that God is unlimited. You are limited. How can you approach with your doctrine? Because you are limited. Your ideas, your thinking is limited. So how you can approach the unlimited? That is foolishness.
This doctrine is simply
veiled
atheism.
Yeah.
Rationalized atheism.
They are called kutarki. Kutarki. Bad logician. Bad logician. Kutarkic.
So much of it is based on politics also, Prabhupada.
They're everything motivated. So therefore they're imperfect. I have got just like this United Nations. They have gone there but become united. But they remain disunited forever. You see? All the best men go there for becoming united. But forever, they will remain disunited. Just see the practical.
There's a place where they can...
Because they're all imperfect, rascals, motivated. How they can be united? They cannot be united. Simply spoiling their time and public money, that's all. Simply spoiling. But public have no eyes to see them. They are also rascals. Therefore, my Guru Maharaj used to see that the whole society is now a combination of cheaters and cheated. That's all. The cheated one cheaters, and cheaters take the opportunity of the cheated, and that is the combination of the present day society. Somebody, they want to be cheated. And there are some cheaters. So the whole society is a combination of cheater and cheated.
That is why nobody wants to change anything.
Yes.
No real reform, yes, because they all want to go on cheating.
Yes. You see? That is the qualification of conditioned soul. To become a cheater and to become cheated. This is the condition. To become a cheater is one of the conditions of material life. There are four defects. He must commit mistake, he must be illusion, and he must cheat, and his senses are imperfect. These are the four qualifications of the materialistic person.
That is also one of the qualities of bondage.
Huh?
Bondage?
Yes. Because they are... They have been bound up by the laws of nature. So these qualities they have developed.
Why are they so very puffed up and proud, even with these defects?
Therefore we say they are rascals. Arrogant. They have no qualification and still they are puffed up. That is rascal.
When the universes are emanated from the body of Mahavishnu,
yes,
they begin to expand.
Yes.
Is the universe still expanding?
Yes. That is the scientific theory.
Yeah, I think Einstein agreed with that also. Uh-huh. Many scientists, they also have come to that conclusion.
Yes, Einstein's one of the theories is the universe is expanding. So people accept it.
The exhaling is going on,
the
universe is expanding.
Yes. Yes. Not contracted, they'll be finished. Just try. Bhutya bhutya praliyate. This is the nature, material nature. It will grow, that this tree has grown. One day there will be no more, finished. Your body has grown, and one day it will be finished. That is material nature. Similarly, this universe, it has grown. One day it will be finished.
Is darkness eternal?
Darkness is within this universe, not outside.
Darkness has no separate existence.
Darkness means absence of light. That is darkness. It is the negation of light. Similarly, material life means forgetfulness of God. What is our spiritual life? We are simply trying to revive our understanding of God. That is spiritual life. And when we perfectly revive, that is spiritual life.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna. Whatever you do, that is your defeat. Because you cannot see things in the proper perspective. Therefore, in darkness or in ignorance, whatever you do, that is your defeat. Therefore, we see there is so much advancement of education, civilization, but everything is defeat. Nobody is satisfied because it is defeat. It is not progress, it is defeat.
We have to be led by someone who can see.
Yeah. Otherwise, if you're led by another blind man, what is your benefit? And our thankless task is just like a blind man going, falling to the ditch. We say, no, no, don't go there. He'll fall down. But he becomes angry. Where you are instructing him? That is our thankless task. We have to do it. How we can see that this blind man is going, he'll immediately fall and die. How we can remain silent? We must have to say. That is our business. For want of Krishna consciousness, you are going to die. Take it. Be saved. But they do not like it.
My follower, Guru Maharaj, here,
so-called... Well, Guru, don't talk of Guru Maharaj. He's a rascal. What is the use of talking about?
They say that they follow...
They say they are fools, rascals. So you, we are not concerned.
Oh, this way, Prabhupada.
What do they say?
They have no philosophy.
What is nonsense?
They have none.
A set of nonsense.
And if we ask them what is the basis of their philosophy that they understand Maharaji to be a seer, they have no answers. They have no.
That is a good question. Yes. On what standard you accept it?
They want to be cheated, don't
they? Huh? Yes.
People want to be cheated.
That is the society of cheater and cheated.
Sometimes great souls, they will cheat people also for their own benefit.
But a great soul will never cheat. One who cheats, he is not great soul. He is the menial soul. Soul is not menial or great, but he is covered by Maya.
Lord Buddha cheated.
His cheating was perfect. Because he cheated for the good. Mm. They did not believe in God, and God came. Yes, there is no God. Just follow me. But he is God.
So God can only do it.
Yes.
What about Shankara cheating?
Yes. Shankara's cheating is also like that. Because he was taking. He was accepting from the Buddhist. If he immediately says that Buddha was cheated, they will not accept. Therefore, he made some compromise. The Buddhist theory is void, and he said, no form. It is almost the same. But he said, there is Brahma, Brahma Satya, Jagan Mithya. That much improvement. Same process, just like one wants to eat meat, he is given some regulation. Yes, you can eat meat, there is no harm. But you do like this, go to a mosque and eat there, he can kill one animal. Or you go to the synagogue under the protection of this. And our Hindu Shastra says, go to the goddess Kali's temple and get a goat, black goat. That means under condition. If it is good thing, it would have been sanctioned. Yes, you can do whatever you like. But it is not good. But if you say it is not good, he will not accept. Therefore, under some condition.
There's a group called Christian Scientists. They say God is not a person. He's simply a principle of truth, beauty, all these just qualities.
But show the example. What is that principle?
What does it mean, a principle?
What does it mean, a principle? Show me. You're talking nonsense.
They say it's a principle.
As soon as you call it principle, there must be a person. There must be a person. Otherwise, there is no principle.
Like when you say law, you have there has to be a government.
Yeah, you have to accept one lawmaker.
Yes. They say the law of nature, but they refuse to.
Any law, as soon as you say law, you must have proof. accept the lawmaking.
Any law.
Otherwise, there's no. Just like the law is, when there is red light, you must stop. You don't see any person. But if you don't stop, then you go to a person who will prosecute you. You don't see the person here, but if you violate, you have to go to a person who will find you. You rascal, you have done this. So ultimately a purush person. Little moralist.
Yes. Moral atheists.
In the West, there's what's known as the Protestant ethics, which means you work hard like a dog and a cat.
And enjoy. Enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Yeah, that is done by the pigs. All day finding out where is stool, and as soon as he eats some steel, get some fat. Where is sex? Never mind mother, sister, or daughter. Come on, sex. This is pig life, pig civility. This kind of behavior is found amongst the pigs, amongst the dogs. Do you think we have to create a human society like the pig society? At the present moment, they are eating anything and everything like pigs, and they are having sex with anyone, never mind. So it is a pig society. There is no discrimination. Popular, I think, eating meat and drinking wine. Is that to be accepted? Because it is very popular.
But they use transcendental meditation.
What is this transcendental meditation? They do not know. They are another cheetah, and he is big among the cheated. That's how. They can call it.
That's now like, taught almost all over like, the universities now here. They have.
But the sincere people don't believe it. When we go to the colleges, many students come to us and say these people are cheating us. They know it.
They don't even talk about God, transcendental meditation.
No, creative intelligence.
Psychological.
Yes.
The intelligent students know they're cheaters.
But it has been accepted all over the country,
not by the intelligent.
They're tricking the government to.
We don't touch that. How do you say all over the country?
No, I mean in schools, in colleges.
No.
They have departments.
Then how they are complaining?
So the intelligent students all criticize it. Many, many people criticize it.
I say a bit
rambling.
What is that meditation?
Oh, they meditate for 15, 20 minutes.
That's all.
And they have a... that's okay, I think.
They say...
You pay some money for that.
They say it will increase your sense gratification.
But they
make more money.
They do not claim any spiritual benefit. There's only material benefit that they claim.
Why transcendental?
Yeah.
Well, it's just that you can't see anything.
They have so many scientific tests, like blood tests, the circulation of blood is improved, or the mental condition is improved.
That is all material, because nothing to do it. It's spiritual. Blood is not spiritual, it is material.
May have some material advantage.
The blood is there in the cats and dogs also. That is also circulating.
Combination psychotherapy.
They have
in
said.
An animal, the blood circulation is better. Therefore, it's better than transcendental meditation.
No, they are saying that...
If the transcendental medicine is concerned with the blood circulation, you will find in the animals the blood circulation is first class. Therefore, above transcendental.
In the same regard, they admire animals. No, actually, transcendental meditation is Krishna consciousness. But these people are saying that if I compare with a man who is practicing transcendental meditation with a normal man, then they compare different tests. They call physiological tests.
That physiological test you can do between man and animal. The animal will be found better. Their circulation of the blood is most natural.
Also, the state of mind which they claim is beneficial, the same state of mind can be reached more quickly by smoking opium.
Yes.
Well.
Yes. No, from calm state of mind, alpha, emitting alpha rays, alpha brain waves.
Really?
Smoke opium, you make the same thing.
Now, the intelligent students all know it's cheating.
I think that's an easy way.
First of all, we have to understand what is meant by transcendent.
That is what they use wrongly. That is, they use the word transcendent meditation, but it is not actually transcendent.
They had this one machine. They put a tester on.
Bring any student of transcendental meditation and talk with our student, he'll be kicked out immediately.
Nice.
That is the test.
You're right, Prabhupada, they're cheaters. I talked to one of their leaders at a college, and I defeated all their points. And then they simply became embarrassed and said, "Well, I don't want to talk anymore," and they went away.
Yes.
They made this one machine to test how advanced they were.
Yes.
They had a light bulb on it.
Yeah.
So they put a thing on a person's head, and when he's in transcendental meditation, if the light bulb goes on, then he's in samadhi. So one man came and smoked opium. They put the machine on his head, and the light stayed on.
They are speaking of transcendental, but testing by mundane.
Yes.
Transcendental perfection is tested by mundane instrument.
Boy, that's contradiction.
They don't even use the word TM. It's called TM.
Linguistic analysis. So they don't want to find out really what God is, but simply what do you mean when you use the word God?
Hey, we mean God is there, that's all. There is no need of linguistic analysis. One word is sufficient. God is there.
They would say the psychology of that is you're suffering from an inferiority complex.
You are inferior. You are being kicked every moment by the laws of nature. How do you claim that you are superior? Why you are covering? Because you are kicked by the laws of material nature.
It's no complex.
There is no question. You have to cover yourself.
They say that...
How do you say you are superior? You are inferior. As soon as you cover your body, you are inferior.
They say, well, I made this hat. For whatever inferiorities I have, I can conquer them by my intelligence.
But that intelligence, superior intelligence, will never come to you. He'll always remain inferior.
What about death?
Yeah. We are always inferior.
They will prolong death. They will prolong death. They're trying to prolong.
They are trying.
A bit longer.
Death?
Ultimately, if I'm dead, not dead.
Death is... What do you mean by death?
Losing the material body.
Yeah, that you are losing every day, every moment. You are not today what you are yesterday.
Wow.
That you are losing.
What?
How can you defeat? You are every moment, you are being defeated.
There are some theories now. By changing the temperature by cooling down a little more than the body temperature, yeah, you can live longer.
And you can live a little longer, but you cannot live forever. That is not possible.
Now, Prabhupada, in the hope that sometime in the future science will be able to make them.
That is all future.
They take so much money for it.
It is not practical.
So, when they lower the body temperature, sensitivity is lower, therefore, enjoyment is also lower. Question of living for a few more years and enjoying less, or enjoying more and living less.
But the government is very kind to them. They supply money to do research on them. Thousands of dollars.
But what is the government? Combination of some rascals. You are a rascal, you vote another rascal and you combine together and become God. None of them are intelligent. I am rascal, so I must vote another rascal. And all those combination of rascals become government. And they cheat the rascals who voted them. That's all. That would be a society of cheater and cheater.
Thank you so much. I'll go to the top.
Oh, good.
There's no defeat here for the problem.